missionary in Latin America.
我的爸爸过去曾经是在拉丁美洲做宣教士的。
So I had the privilege of preaching and speaking in Chile and in Venezuela.
我曾经很荣幸的能够在智利还有委内瑞拉传就是布道。
And I knew enough Spanish to know what my translator was saying.
我的西班牙文够好，所以我知道这位弟兄他讲的是什么。
But so far today, the only word I've recognized is Jinan.
不过到目前为止，我只听懂了济南这两个字。
Jinan, I'm here to give you a charge as a pastor, from one pastor to another pastor.
今天我在这里要以一个牧师的身份来任命你。
And the passage of scripture, you can stay right there, but the passage of scripture I'd like to read is from 1 Peter chapter 5.
我要与你分享的经文是在彼得前书第五章。
And it says, I exhort the elders among you as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ.
我这做长老，做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现的荣耀，劝你们中间与我同做长老的人。
As well as a partaker of the glory that is going to be revealed.
同享后来所要显现之荣耀的。
Shepherd, the flock of God that is among you.
务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊。
Exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly.
按着神的旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。
As God would have you. Not for shameful gain, but eagerly.
也不是因为贪财，而是乐于，而是出于乐意。
Not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock.
也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory.
到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得到那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders.
你们年幼的也要顺服年长的。
Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another.
就是你们众人也要以谦卑束腰。
For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
I have to be careful because there's a Greek professor in our midst today.
我在这里所讲的每一句话，我得小心一点，因为我们当中有一个希腊文的教授。
But there are two words used in this passage for the elder.
不过在这里面有两个字很特别用来说明长老的职责。
The first word is the word presbyter, where we get our word Presbyterian.
第一个字就是长老会的来源，这个字。
And that's the word you usually think of in association with elder.
通常的翻译或者跟它有相关的另外一个词就是长老。
But the other word is shepherd.
另外一个字就是牧羊人。
And if presbyter describes the office, who he is,
长老这个字描述了长老的职责,
then shepherd describes the ministry, what he does.
牧羊人则描述了他所做的事工。
And he's talking to elders, whether they are what we call ruling elders or teaching elders.
当我们提到治理长老或者是教导长老的时候,
those are terms we use that help us, but they're not used in the New Testament.
这是我们在长老会当中所使用的名词，但是在新约当中没有这样的明细的分别。All
elders exercise rule in God's house.
所有的长老都应该在神的家中来执行他们治理的这个功能。And
all elders share in the responsibility of shepherding the flock.
同时也要牧养当中的群羊。But
the word shepherd is where we get our word pastor.
但是呢，在牧羊人这个字中，我们得到了我们通常所说的牧师这个名词。
So a pastor is first of all a shepherd in God's flock.
牧师首先第一个就是他是神的群羊的牧羊人。
And Peter says Jesus is the chief shepherd.
而彼得在这里说，耶稣基督是我们的牧长。
And that means the flock belongs to him. They are his people.
这告诉我们，教会的群羊不只是牧师的群羊，更是这个牧长的群羊。
And Peter refers to these people as those entrusted to you.
彼得在这里指的就是神所托付给牧师的这些人。That
means the sheep always belong to God.
这告诉我们，这些群羊永远是属于神的。And
one of the primary ways he exercises his care for his sheep is through the pastors that he gives.
一个最主要的职责就是照管神所赐的这些群羊。
Now there's something you need to know about sheep.
有一些羊的特性，我们一同来看看。
If I were choosing an animal to compare people to that was noble and admirable, I would not have chosen sheep.
如果我想要拿一个动物来做一个是尊贵的，并且是很有忠心的，我不会选羊来做这样的一个比喻。
Sheep are fearful.
羊很胆小。
They wander and get lost.
他们很容易迷路。
Domestic sheep can't even feed themselves or find water for themselves.
住在牧场里面，人类所驯养的这些羊呢，他们在野外更不能生存。
They are vulnerable to predators like wolves and lions.
他们很容易成为狼这些掠夺者的这些食物。
Sheep need shepherds.
羊需要有牧羊人。
Which is why God put pastors over His flock.
这也就是为什么神在教会当中安立长牧师。
But one problem with being a pastor over part of God's flock is that you don't get to pick your sheep.
不过作为一个牧师呢，其中唯一一个麻烦就是你没有办法选自己的羊。
Jesus does that. He is the chief shepherd.
我们的牧长耶稣基督可以这样子。
And he entrusts to you the sheep that he has chosen.
所以呢，他有这个。他有这个权柄呢，来按照他的选择，将这个羊托付到你的照管之下。
When I think of the congregation I pastor, if I were choosing my flock, it would look a lot different than it does.
如果我有自主权来选择什么样的羊我要牧养的话呢，肯定跟我所牧养的这些教会的弟兄姐妹很不一样。
Someone said, "Where there is light, there are bugs."
有人曾经说，有灯的地方就有蚊蝇。虫鸟这些东西。
The Apostle Paul says, "Consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards."
保罗曾经说过，按照你们当中来看的，有智慧受拣选的不是那么的多。
Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth.
你们当中不是有很多人是有能力，并且是有尊贵的。
But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise.
不过神拣选你们当中。愚拙的，为了要使那些自以为聪明的蒙羞。
God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong.
神拣选了那些软弱的，好使那些自以为刚强的能蒙羞。
God chose what is low and despised in the world.
神拣选了那些卑微的人，来羞辱那些尊贵的人。
And that describes my congregation.
这个。就描述了我自己以及我所牧养的这些教会的弟兄姐妹。
One of my elders once prayed, "God, we asked you for an army, and you gave us a hospital."
我们当中的一个长老曾经有一次祷告的时候说到：“神啊，我们向你求一支军队，不过你给了我们一大堆病患。”
What has helped me to love these people is remembering that they are loved and chosen and called by God.
在我作为牧师的这个牧师的经验当中，帮助我最多的就是我永远都记得他们是神所拣选的，赐给我来照管的羊。
And to remember that they are entrusted to our care by Jesus, to whom they belong.
他们是他们最大的牧长，耶稣基督亲自赐给我的。
He loves them; they are His, and they are precious to Him.
耶稣基督爱他们每当中的每一个。
Think of the gifts that you give to your child.
当我们来思考我们给我们自己的孩子的礼物的时候
，When you give your daughter a gift, you give her something that will help her, not necessarily what she thinks she needs.
我们常常给的礼物是我们知道对她有帮助的，而不是她自己想要的礼物。
And the people that God puts in our church are that kind of gift to us.
神托付给我们的教会的弟兄姐妹正是这样子的礼物。
A pastor friend of mine said one time, "It might help if you think of."The people God puts in the church like this.
有一次，我的一个同样是牧师的朋友，他说：“如果我们这样子来看教会的话，可能会有一些好处。”
Now think of the person sitting next to you as a package, all wrapped up in shiny paper and wrapped with a bow.
看看你左右的弟兄姐妹，把他们看成一个包装精美的礼物。
And on that gift is a tag that says to Orlando Chinese Evangelical Christian Church.
上面有一个纸条写着送到奥兰多华人福音教会。
It says, with love from God, because I knew you needed one of these.
下面还有几个小字写着，带着爱从神而来，因为我知道你会需要这个礼物。
There are times when you will wonder, how is this person a gift from God to me?
很多时候你不禁的要猜想，这个人怎么可能是从神来的礼物呢？
I know for myself, sometimes God has given me a person who tries my patience because I'm a very impatient person.
我知道很多时候神赐给我一个人专门来磨练我的耐性，因为我知道我是一个没有耐性的人。
Sometimes God shows me how poorly I love by giving me somebody who's difficult to love.
有时候神给我一个完全不可爱的人，为了要增长我的爱心。
Sometimes God has shown me how critical my heart can be toward other people and how little I trust His wisdom by giving me people who I never would have chosen if I were doing the choosing.
有时候神为了要让我看见我是怎么样的一个挑剔、一个严厉的人，赐给我一些这些让我必须要学习的人。
And in all of this, I have experienced God's work in my heart.
这些都是神赐给我的礼物，为了要在我的心中来动工。
He has revealed my sin and led me to repentance, which in turn has led to joy and freedom and delight in God's love for me.
这个礼物就是神显明我心中的罪，引导我到悔改，并且能够得到成长。
I am confident that you, Jinan, will be a great gift to this congregation.
我也很有信心，因为我知道济南牧师将会是我们当中的一个很好的牧师。
But I'm also confident that this congregation will be a wonderful gift from God to you.
我同样也很有信心，这个教会的弟兄姐妹也是从神而来的一个很好的礼物给张济南牧师。
And as you begin your ministry as a pastor and some years go by,
当你开始就任成为这个教会的牧师，再过几年以后。
You will find that God blesses you far more than He blesses the people through you.
你将会发现神赐给你的祝福远远超过神透过你来祝福这个教会。
Because you will have the responsibility to pray for them and with them.
因为你有一个与他们一同祷告并且为他们祷告的职责。
And you will be called on to care for them in difficult circumstances.
你并且受到呼召在他们痛苦困难的时候来与他们同在来帮助他们。
And you will have the unspeakable privilege of studying God's word every week to prepare to preach and teach to them.
更大的是你有一个没有办法用语言来描述的这个殊荣，就是来研读神的话，并且来传讲神的话。
And you will have to understand God's word better to be able to explain it and apply it to them.
你自己对神的话语必须要更好的认识，你才能够来传讲神的话。
So all of this will impact you far more deeply than it impacts the people you serve.
所以你可以看见这一切的所带来的礼物，将对你的生命有更大的影响。
And your ministry in this flock will be better if you remember that these are gifts to you. They belong to Jesus Christ.
你在这个教会的服事就会更好，当你记得，这些弟兄姐妹是神赐给你的。
Remember that He loves them and that He has placed them in your care for a time.
永远要记得，神爱这当中的每一位弟兄姐妹，而他们是神所托付给你的。
And the day is coming, maybe soon, when the chief shepherd appears and gathers his flock to himself.
或许很快，我们的牧长就要来到我们当中。
So may God's blessing rest on you as you exercise oversight of this church family.
我们就求神的祝福临到你的身上，当你来照管、来牧养当这个神的群羊的时候。
And may you serve not under compulsion but willingly, as God would have you.
也愿你不是出于勉强，而是出于甘心。
May you serve not for shameful gain, but eagerly.
不是为了贪财。
And may you not domineer over the flock, those in your charge, but be an example to the flock.
也愿你不是辖制所托付你的，而是做群羊的榜样。
And when our chief shepherd appears, when Jesus returns,
当我们的牧长显现的时候，耶稣基督再来的时候，
may you be humbled and awed to receive the unfading crown of glory.
愿你在谦卑当中，在神的荣耀当中，在你的赞叹当中，能够得着那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
And to hear Jesus say, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
并且能够得到我们的牧长亲自对你说，你做得很好。
Amen.
Amen.